Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
KNBR, KNBR FM, San Francisco. Now that this hour of radio is legal, let's welcome in Marcus Thompson joining us on the UMA guest line. What's up, man? How you doing?
We're legal, right? So we're all good.
We can do anything we want to. We're like a ship in international waters. We can do whatever we want, and we simply cannot be touched by local, state, or federal authorities. And I am not making that up.
Well, yeah, watch out for Coast Guard, though.
Hey, man, isn't that always the way? Like, watch out for the Coast Guard. And then next thing you know.
Like, what you doing out here, man? You're supposed to be on the coast. You're supposed to be guarding the coast.
It's like, it ain't Sea Guard. It's Coast Guard. That's false advertising. So, therefore, your arrest or boarding of my vessel is invalid. Obviously, I've thought about committing crimes on the high seas way too much. Let us move on.
Pirate Rod. You're the pirate.
That's been one of my goals forever. Where are you on the play-in tournament? I don't know if I even know exactly how you feel about it.
A big fan.
Warriors
big
involvement fan aside. Okay.
Big fan. I think this is great that so many teams are still alive, active, like plotting. There's some strategy involved. I've heard all these people all my life tell me about why the National League has to have no DH because of the strategy and all that. So I'm like, okay, we got a little basketball strategy, yeah. I'm with it. I'll rock with it. So I like this. You know, if you're the Warriors, you're trying to get up to 7 or stay out of 8. You know, these games matter now. Whereas there was a time where most of the league would be shutting it down, and it'd be a G League call-up session. So there are a lot of teams still in the mix. Memphis still in the mix, right? San Antonio still in the mix. Like, I think this is great. I don't care what LeBron and Luka says.
Yeah, LeBron likes it as long as he doesn't have to play in it.
Absolutely, they all
he's
like
playing it. Then it's a different deal. Hey, I follow you on Twitter, and I saw your tweet yesterday. Drum roll, is Jordan Bell coming back? And I'm like, no, Marcus is midday drinking, man. And then all of a sudden,
wow.
You know what? There was no midday drinking, and I never should have thought that because Jordan Bell is back.
It makes sense, though, doesn't it? Right?
I never disliked the guy. I always thought he had some talent.
No, he's talented. Like the kind of struggle of the Warriors, like this year, right, has been playing the way they need to play, right, or playing the way that fits James Wiseman, right, playing Draymond and Wiseman together. And we see the numbers. We see that Wiseman's on the floor. They aren't as good as a team. Some of it isn't as a rookie. He's a rookie, but some of it is because they just don't – this thing isn't set up for a post-up type center, right? So Wiseman goes down, they start playing small, they start running, and it's just Looney and Draymond basically. Jordan Bell kind of fits that mold. Like he's not big. He can run the floor. He's big enough to defend, right? He's big enough to be a body, but they can still keep the pace. Like he's not going to command post-ups. He's going to get his garbage minutes. They need somebody – they need bodies. They need somebody who can run. They need somebody who can guard. And it helps that somebody has familiarity with the offensive system. So he becomes basically another version of Juan Toscano-Anderson, right? You might guard the 3, you might guard the 4, you can switch, but you run, you rebound, and you defend big. So Jordan Bell makes a lot of sense for that, and if you ask me, because you can't just get any old big for the Warriors. It just didn't work out that way.
Where has he been? Was he on the street?
Listen, you know what came to my head immediately? It automatically, just, I was like, I can't find my baby. I don't know. And like,
shout out to the great Lisa Stansfield, baby. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, where you been? Been around the world. I wish I had that button. It's funny, right? Some of these guys have left. And the normal pattern for guys who leave the Warriors is they go become stars, right? Remember back in the day?
Yeah, right.
It was like a dude left the Warriors, yeah, exactly. And it was like, dang.
Where'd you see him next? The All-Star game, you know?
Yes. But now the recent pattern is the guy leaves the Warriors, he just goes off to an oblivion, right? I did see Alec Burks balling, but so he went to Minnesota. I think he went to Minnesota. And last I saw, he was in Washington, and they just waived him. I think he might have had a stop in between there. But, yeah, I remember seeing him in Washington. He hasn't played very much at all in the last 2 years. So, like, basically his time with the Warriors was kind of his heyday. So, yeah, you know, he's been bruh man on the fifth floor.
Yeah. You root for him because, you know, good cat. And maybe it all came a little bit too fast for him. So to get this second chance, boy, you hope it works out for him. Kelly Oubre's injury didn't hurt him last night, not having him. Probably not going to hurt him when they play OKC again tomorrow. But obviously it gets tougher when you got that Jazz-Phoenix back-to-back deal going on. A week, 2 weeks for Oubre, so that means play-in game, possibly he'll miss. And if the Warriors get into the playoffs, if my math is correct, he might be gone. Yeah, I mean, it sure seems like that's going to be an issue going forward. How much of an issue, we don't know. But not having him around is definitely not something you can look at and go, "Eh, we'll be cool," because he's got some important stuff coming up here.
Yeah, I mean, when you start looking at the players they have to guard, right? Even right. That second game against New Orleans, like, all right, Wiggs got Brandon Ingram locked up pretty well, right? Draymond's doing, you know, a great job on Zion. Lonzo is killing you.
Yes.
And you don't really have an answer for him. Well, that answer is Kelly Oubre, right? And you're going to run into that a lot, you know, whether it's Donovan Mitchell with the Jazz, you know, and Jordan Clarkson get hot with the Jazz, or Joe Ingles gets hot, or whether it's Phoenix and it's Chris Paul or Devin Booker or Mikal Bridges. Like, you're going to run into players who you need to say, hold on, this dude is getting a little warm. We need to slow him down. And Oubre is that guy, right? Or he's one of the guys, especially if Andrew Wiggins is occupied. Mm-hmm. That stuff matters. Like, that game on the line, he had been cooking. Lonzo had been cooking Kent Bazemore pretty well. But the game on the line, you didn't have another option. So you had to get with Bazemore. And he felt comfortable on Bazemore. He could get his shot. So you didn't have another look to throw at him. And then that's on top of, like, yo, need somebody to eat minutes, run the floor, finish in transition, hopefully hit a couple open threes. Like, his presence just matters. It's energy, right? It's just that vibrance. It's that he's going to do the first down thing whenever he does something, right? Like, that stuff seems small, but it matters, right? Like, it helps Draymond. It creates a vibe. It gives you something off the bench. All that stuff matters, and this team needs every ounce of it. They need a Damian Lee, right? It's like, they're just missing guys like Eric Paschal. It's like, just if you have 5 minutes of Eric Paschal, it'll matter. So I do think it's probably good news that Oubre is a week or two away, because now you're looking at having him in a playoff series if you need him, and that stuff is going to matter. So I think it's big. I know a lot of people don't think Oubre is a good fit here, but at this point, like, fit doesn't matter. Yeah. You just need bodies. You need production. You need people who can do something. And he's a player who can do something.
You need skill. You need an athlete. And he's a skilled athlete.
And, man, I still want to see him in the playoffs. I still want to see him, like, hey, go make this dude life miserable. Put that 7'6" go-go gadget wingspan on him and slop your hair at his face. And, yeah, get him. Get him. I want to say, get him, Kelly. Sick him, Kelly. That's what I want to be able to do. I think he'll be good in that role. I like the sound of him being able to do that to another player.
Yeah.
What do you make of – I mean, there's been some Warrior fans who are not happy about the way they've run their bench. Like, okay, they didn't re-sign Payton II. They Kerr's down to an 8-man rotation for the most part on this last trip, and it kind of burned them a little bit. I mean, they couldn't finish against Minnesota. They couldn't finish in that second game against the Pelicans. What do you think? I mean, what do you think of their approach? Is it all financial? Do you endorse that? I mean, a lot of people are not too pleased with Smiley Geach and the fact that he seems to be, like, their favorite, and what role does he play? How do you feel about the way they've handled their bench this year?
Yeah, I think it's definitely problematic. And like you said, it came back to bite them. And they got to a point in the season where it was like, look, they're already paying a record luxury tax, right? Joe already is paying $80 million for Kelly Oubre. I mean, just how much money does Joe have on the bench, by the way? Kelly, Clay, right? Like, so they decided to say, hey, we're going to just survive instead of asking him to pay more tax, right? We can make it with instead of asking him to get another player, which is like 4 or 5 times the price, and just to make it. And it burns him. I think that happens at the beginning of the year. You lose Clay. You keep Alan Smilajic. You got a guy in Nico who's on a two-way who, you know, Steve doesn't feel comfortable playing. That's 3 spots right there, right? Now Wiseman is down. That's 4. I mean, you start counting. You just can't have dead roster spots.
It's a lot of developmental spots, isn't it? I mean, it's an awful
lot. It's too many spots. Yes, it's just too many. It's too many spots for you to say, "All right, we're going to ride Steph. We're going to ride Draymond," and these guys can't play. In the playoffs, I get it. You get down to an 8-9 man rotation. I got it in the playoffs, but in the regular season, you need 13-14 guys. Maybe 1 or 2 spots, all right, but you need 13-14 guys, and they are in a position where they got guys who just can't play, whether it's because the coach doesn't think they're good enough or they're injured. And that was a setup that happened from the beginning. I think the Smilajic roster spot was a big deal, especially on top of Clay. If you got those two and that's it, all right, you're fine. But now you're starting adding the Nico Mannions on top, right? Now you throw in a James Wiseman injury,
yeah,
right? And now you start, yeah, like it starts adding up, and eventually all that falls on Steph, Draymond, and Kevon Looney, right, playing all these minutes. So I think that was just them just rolling the dice at the beginning of the season. Like, man, Smiley's going to be something. We hate to give up assets, and it's coming to backfire. But they can't do that anymore. That's what's very clear about it. You just can't go into the season saying we only have 10 players because we're going to reserve these last 3 or 4 for players who just aren't ready to play. And I think that's what the two-way was designed for anyway, but you've got Juan and Nico on a two-way, and you got Mulder, right, who's kind of a two-way guy under contract, and you got Smilajic under contract. Those should be two-way deals, and they contribute when they can, but these are like literal roster spots that they have to give to people who should be on a two-way. And I just think that happened at the beginning of the season, and it just caught up to them.
That's our KNBR insider Marcus Thompson joining us on the UMA guest line here on The Sports Leader. Do you think that that decision has been embraced by the majority of important people inside the Warriors organization, or do you think that there has been some pushback of certain force and volume from certain people, yet this is the way it's going to be and we got to ride it out?
No, I've been digging, and I do feel like they all know what's up, right? Okay. They know it's suboptimal, and they all are like, hey, man, like it's almost like they're doing it kind of fly by night, right? Like, we got to figure it out right now. I mean, if James Wiseman doesn't go down, if Kelly Oubre doesn't get hurt, if Damian Lee doesn't unfortunately get the virus while he's vaccinated, right? If Eric Paschal doesn't hurt his knee, like a lot of stuff had to happen to get them to this point. But could you have foreseen it or prepared for it knowing it's a short season, it's a pandemic season, right? Like, maybe you want to be extra cautious. I do think they just made the decision at the beginning to keep their commodities, you know. And remember, they got – the part of the reason Smilajic had to be under contract was because they got hard capped the year before. So they had to make some moves, right? And it was like, all right, put Damian Lee on the two-way, put Juan on the two-way, and we're going to keep Smilajic on the contract. So they kind of got pressed into that last year. They didn't have to give him a multi-year deal, but they did. So a lot of the stuff is like carry over from the previous year, right? And it was just tough from the beginning, right? It was just tough. Once Clay went down, it was scramble mode, and at each step I feels like they're figuring out and deciding. And now you have the factor of luxury tax, right? The big deal was going to get Kelly and paying all that money for it. And everything after that has to be factored in. It's like, okay, this is 80 plus Gary Payton's second, right? This is 80 plus that. And if you want Joe to go out and spend next summer, right, if you want Joe to make these moves, you know he's going to do it. But I think there's a sentiment like, dude, what are we doing? Like, we're going to be the 7 seed, 8 seed. Like, this move is not going to boost us to 3. So suck it up and make it happen. And let's do what we knew what we were going to have to do when Clay went out. We're going to have to prepare and get ready for next year. I think that's always in the back of their head. Like,
yeah,
it's all about next year. It's all about next year.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if this season and the success of it, led by Steph's brilliance, maybe it snuck up on him a little bit.
No question.
Just that he was this good, yeah.
No question. I mean, who knew this? I bet if you pick Steph, if you, like, you know, tied Steph to a chair and, like, taped his eyes open and made him watch, like, bad 80s movies like Spaceballs until he told you the truth, he would say, I probably average 25. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like an early one. Nobody knew this dude was about to come out and just be bananas like this. Like, so I do think that kind of changed the paradigm. And it's one of those things, like, it's a great problem to have,
yeah.
Right? It's a great problem to have. Steph's about to play 60-some games. Like, that's a feat right there. If you came into the season and said Steph played 50, would you take it? You'd probably be like, yeah, 50 out of 72. All right. That's a good year. After Clay went down.
I'm glad he's playing this way because I know the NBA media world was going to come for him and basically try to diminish what he was if he didn't go off this year without KD,
absolutely,
without Clay. And so I'm glad that he's dialed it up and he basically just held off all that criticism at the pass. Let me ask you a question, because Wiseman was intriguing as hell this year, but in a lot of ways he was disappointing to me in that he was so raw. I mean, and his hands are so weak, and he needs such development. The Warriors were 13.4 points per 100 possessions worse with him on the floor this year. And I saw somebody threw this out this week, and to me, I hate the idea. Anytime Wiseman's name comes up in a trade, Marcus, I'm just like, no, no. All this talk about Beal, I'm like, oh, I don't even want to consider it, because I don't want to see them trade Wiseman for Beal. But somebody threw out Wiseman in the offseason to Houston for Christian Wood. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, Wood thought he was joining a contender. He's going for 21-10 right now, shooting 38% from three or whatever it is, and he's only 25. Yeah, Wiseman's got a little higher ceiling, but I don't know that the Warriors want to give up another year next year to wait for Wiseman to kind of grow into what he's going to be. If Houston offered you that deal, would you say no because Wiseman's got the higher upside, or would you say yeah because Wood's ready to roll and you could maybe contend next year?
Well, my first question is, what's wrong with Christian Wood that, you know, Houston is offering that?
I just think Houston's bad, and they're thinking long term. You know, Houston's got a developmental whole look to them right now.
Yeah, I mean, this dude is pretty developmental, right? He's young. He's 25. He's skilled. You put a couple of pieces around him. I wonder what Wiseman's market will be after the year he had, right? Because you look at him and you see you got a couple of years with this guy, right? To me, I'd probably lean towards, what does Steph and Draymond want? The only reason you're doing that is for them. James Wiseman is the answer for after Curry, after the Draymond run, right? They envision him being such an incredible talent that he's one of the core players post the Curry era, right? And the difficulty is, how do you get him to contribute now? So do you cash that in for Christian Wood? I don't know. If Steph is telling you, give me Christian Wood, I get another championship, then you do it, right? If Draymond's telling me, man, if I had a Christian Wood, we good. I just don't know that that's what they're saying. A guy balling on a 15-win team, I just don't know if you cash in your main chip for that, right? Like, they need winners. They need, if you're going to give up one of your talented rookie, you need to be getting somebody who you know will win. That's what they don't have this year. Even like Wiggins, right? Wiggins is a veteran. He's been around the league, but he's never won before, and that's a big difference. So I think they'd be looking for guys who – they need to replace Andre Iguodala, not just his position, but what he brought to the team, yeah. Right? Like, they kind of need dudes like that. So I don't know if Christian Wood, because he's getting numbers with Houston, is doing that for you. So I wouldn't do it for that sake. But if Steph and Draymond is like, yo, give me this, we back, then it's like you kind of got to do it. That's the part that's going to be interesting. They kind of owe these dudes now. That's 2 years, especially Draymond. That's 2 years. 2 years of not chasing the championship. And Draymond spent all last year with that team, right, with D'Angelo Russell, and we're going to teach him and teach big kids and all that. Like, he's been doing that for 2 years. So if they're like, give me this guy and we win a championship, they kind of got to do it at this point.
And you would think Clay's opinion would be put in the mix and valued just as much as Draymond. And Steph, another quality hang, my man. We always enjoy it. We'll talk to you next week, bro.
All right. Have a good one, fellas. Be safe.
Hey, man.
See you, Marcus.
Same
have a great weekend, man.
You. Make sure you follow Marcus on Twitter. But more to the point, check him out and all of the fantastic journalists at The Athletic.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.